6. Discussion and presentation. Paul and Toshi are talking about war and peace. What do you think about the underlined parts especially? Do you agree with their opinions?
I'm studying about the Israel-Palestinian conflict in my social studies class. I'm so shocked that the conflict started because the British government told lies to both Jews and Arabs.
Well, that's not the only reason for the conflict. I believe that we can stop having such problems if we can mutually understand and respect the differences between people groups.
Exactly. To be honest, I think any kind of differences can cause conflicts.
Knowing each other well is very important for world peace. I think the key to success is education.
Absolutely.It's important to respect different cultures.
Yes, but wars or conflicts are not always caused by the differences. I hope they are decreasing.
That's true, but some people say that such traditional wars will decrease because of a new type of war. It's a cyber war. However, it will not be a solution. Pursuing negative peace never leads to a peaceful world.
What do you mean by negative peace?
Negative peace refers to the condition that we have no conflict. So, pursuing negative peace means that we try to stop conflicts and war to ensure that society has no violence in it.
Do you mean we need to make our attitude more positive?
Yeah, but sometimes I wonder if this idea is too idealistic.
Well, it is a bit idealistic.Though I like the idea. We should start by being kind to our neighbors to make a better society.
Ah, that sounds interesting. Small things add up to make great difference. Our small kindness could also add up to creating world peace.